Weiter in Shas and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, pick up on Kuf Tes Zayin on the by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. A groisa yeshar koach for all the emails that people sent in wishing me a mazel tov. Can't go through all of them, but that's not true. I could technically, but I'm not going to. But I want to thank you all for sending in your warm well wishes. Anyone who wants to send an email, you're welcome to ravgav@gmail.com. I'll pass it on to my heilige son. It was a beautiful occasion, and we should share many simchas together. Zok da heilige, heilige Mishnah. Continuing on the world of, do we believe a woman when she tells us that her husband died? Beishamiyom, they come and say Tinasa v'titla kuzubasa, and we talk about the fact that the woman is believed, and what exactly is she believed for? For how far? How far does it extend? The answer is that Beishama says she can marry and she can take her ksuba. Everything straight up, everything's good. Rashi says alpia through what she says. Beisilalom, they say tinase, we let her get married, but v'lotita ksuba, so she can't take her ksuba. This is an aguna issue. Therefore, we let her get married or make her lenient. But when it comes to cash money, they have to have edom. Nothing doing. Amalem Beishama, Beishama say, hold on a second. He tarta erva chamura. You allowed an ervo, which is much more chamor than cash, right? Because she goes and she says something. V'lo natir mamo nakal. And after the money, which is more makel, I'm going to let me say back to him, Matsino, sure, we find, beep, turn the page, Kuf Yud Zayin, She'ena Achid Nichnasa Nachal Pia, that even when she goes and she gets married based off this, we don't allow that her brothers are now going to go ahead. Not her brothers, that his brothers are going to now start getting Nachala. Rashi says, that the Torah says, you need two edim. Ulagabe Nisu and Dida, who da killer but that's where make him shum ka iguna like we just said. Like we said a moment ago. Armelan Beshame Bisame says back. Okay, so what do you see? We see that you could split it, you know, they'll be allowed to get married, but we don't got to take the money. You see, they don't get the money, so why should you get it? Armelan Beshame Bisham says back, said that Valomi Sefer Ksuba Nilmod. Can we learn that from what's written in the Ksuba itself? Shu Kosiv Lala, he writes to her and the Ksuba says, Shem Tinasi Lacher Titli Masha Kosiv Lechi. If you go and you end up marrying somebody else, you go and you could take that which that I wrote for you to have, from Rashi points out, Rini says she ended up marrying somebody else. Chozav Beisil hosts Kedav Beishamer. Beisil ends up saying, "All right, you got us. Good point." And they agree to him. Amar Rav Chis does Zakta Eligamara. If let's say she goes and she says that her husband died, and because of that, now she has to go marry, do Yibam with the brother, and she goes and she does that. Nisyabmo, she does Yibam. Yivam Nichas Nachal Pia. The Yivam can come along and take the Nachal, take inheritance based off her word. We learned earlier, says Rashi here, Zacha Benachalas Elchiv. Kedamar Perik Kacholit said much earlier in Daf Mem. Hakonis is Yivim to Zacha Benichse Elchiv. He gets all the cash from his brother. Haim Darshu Midrash Ksuba. We saw that they darshan the lashon of the midrash of the ksuba, it's written in the ksuba, so on a low nidrash midrash Torah, what, we're not going to darshan that which it says in the Torah? Rashi says, bitamiya, of course we're going to. Pasuk says, yakum al-shem al-chiv amarechmana, that he should go and stand in the name of his brother who died, varekam, and therefore he did such a thing, so therefore he gets the nachla, even though he just said that, oh, you see that the, when by her word that the inheritance doesn't go to the brothers, but by yibam itaka would. Amar of Nachman. Let's say she comes to Beis Din, Basla Beis Din, Varma, she says, Meis Bali, Hatirunali Nase, my husband died, allow me to get married. Matirunasoli Nase, Vinosla Ksuba, so we go and we allow to get married, and we give her the Ksuba. What happens if her Lashon is, okay, Tunuli Ksubasi, my husband died, then, meaning, oh, I'm sorry, give me my Ksuba. So she goes and says, my husband died, give me my Ksuba. So now we see this is all about the money. My time up, then we say, is Afli Nase in Matir Naso. Let's start over. Tunuli Ksubasi, Afli Nase in Matir Naso. We don't even allow her to get married. My time, what's the reason why is that? I died to the Ksubasi. Because clearly the only reason why she came right now is for the money. And as Rashi points out, now she went into Dine Mamonos, Uba Afuke Mamona Sadibanin. You want to get money? Now you got to bring Edom. She wouldn't have said that. She would have said, oh, let me get married. Then they would have said, okay, we'll let you get married and we'll give you the Ksuba. But she spoke up over here and that caused her downfall. Sometimes it's better to speak a little bit less. Don't say certain things. Ibailu, the Gemara asking for the Kasha. Hatiruni li nase ustanuli Ksubasi. What if she uses double Lashon? Allow me to get married and give me my Ksuba. Now what's going to be then? Kevin Amr Ksubasa, since she said the ksuba, I died to the ksuba, I said she only came for the cash, therefore we don't even let her get married. Or then when we say, call me the Dieslaish, Amalu Lebedina, any tiny person that has it, go in the bring the basin. You want to say everything you can because you don't know what you're supposed to say. Rashi says, Veikar, I died to the Nisuan, I say, really the reason why she's there in order to get married. Visharina law, V'kevin the sharinin la shakla nami ksuba the mispar ksuba misefer ksuba ilmud. Right, once we allow the amount, we also give a thing because misefer ksuba we learn out from. So we see that that really we should give it to her. What is the din? Says the Gemara. Ravim tim salomar kol me dias leilinish armelu lebedina. And if you want to go off and say that, yeah, anything you say. Anything a person goes and wants considered bees and they say, then tenulik subasi veatiruni linasima. What would be if she comes and she first says that she says, my husband dies, give me the ksuba and then let me get married. Hachavade adaita the ksuba asai. Here for sure she's coming to ksuba because she mentioned it first. Odem hold the lo yadi but my mishtay. She doesn't know what's gonna allow her to get married. So therefore, she just said whatever she's supposed to say, and therefore she should get it. This is the Gemara Teiku. We will have to wait for that answer. The next Mishnah brings down that even though we generally believe even one woman to go and say that somebody died, that we can make the husband remarry, there are five exceptions to this, and we'll say them out right now. Everyone is believed to go out to do it, except for the mother-in-law. The reason is, Rashi explains, because she goes and puts so much work into her son, and now this woman goes out and takes him, so there's a certain hatred that exists over there. Each one of them we're going to see is a certain hatred. Ubas Chamoso, that's her mother-in-law's daughter, otherwise known as the sister-in-law. Why? Because she knows that when her husband dies, although all the stuff is going to end up going to the sister, this guy, the brother's wife, and everything that her parents had worked for. So she's hatred for Tsarasa and her Tsara, because she's very happy to go ahead and let this woman. She, the Tsara, hates the other Tsara, and therefore she's happy to mess her over. So we don't believe her either. Via Vimta, and that is her sister-in-law. That is her her husband. This woman's husband's brother's wife. So you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven's married to one woman and Shimon's married to another, and now we don't believe that Reuven's wife to say that Shimon died because she's trying to mess her over because she hates her. Ubas Baila, and that is the daughter of her husband, that was known as a stepdaughter because she's all upset about the fact she took her mother's real mother's place. And these are five examples that why don't we believe? Because what we're worried is going to happen is that they're going to go ahead and she's going to get remarried based off their word, and then the husband's going to show up and now become usher to everybody, and the whole reason was really to mess him over, and that's why we don't believe these women. Now, the Mishnah. Hold on one second. We know that we have, it says, Ma bin get l'misa. Why is this any different when it comes to a get? We know that we don't believe these women in case of misa, but we do by get, when we say, b'fani nechtam, that if the women go and deliver this get from another place, that we say, the Mishnah says, in get and nevchav kumabez, that these women that are not believed over here are believed to go ahead, we're somech on them, to go ahead and to say, b'fani nechtam, and that they can actually say that this is a good get. Why do we believe in there and not over here? As a Gemara, Shaksav Mochiach, because really, as Rashi says, for Samchin and Ikra, Aksava, the main thing over there is the Ksav itself, the writing, the thing that's in the actual get, not what they're saying. So we're relying on the actual shtar and not on them, and that's the difference between the two. Frak the Gemara. One of the five that we said are not allowed to be believed is the sister-in-law. That's the mother-in-law's daughter. The question is, what about if it's the father-in-law's daughter from a different marriage? Do we believe her? Ibayalu frakta gamara, bas chamia ma. What happens to father-in-law's kid? And she comes and said the husband died. Do we believe it or not? Taima, the bas chamosa, mishom deika ima desanyala. Do we say that the reason why we don't allow the daughter-in-law's testimony when it's the mother's daughter, when the mother-in-law's daughter, is because of the fact that the mother-in-law actually hates this person, this daughter-in-law, and therefore, taima the bas chamosa, mishom deika ima desanyala, but since her mother hates her, therefore, he nami sanyala, she also goes and hates her as well. And therefore, it should be also to believe her. Vahacha leka ima desanyala. But over here, there is no mother that goes and hates her because this daughter is not the daughter of the mother-in-law. Odilma, and therefore, there should be no problem. Odilma, time of the bas chamosa, the ka'ami ka'achal, the girsan of the ima. Maybe the reason why the mother-in-law's daughter really hates her is because she's saying, ka'achal, the girsan of the ima, because she's saying that she's going to go and eat up the stuff that my mother brought into the relationship, right? Because the mother-in-law brought in stuff from her family to her husband. And now when she ends up dying, the property of the mother goes to the husband, which is her father or her stepfather, which then ends up goes to their son. When now if the son is dead, then it ends up going to, and if she's married to them, then it's going to end up going to this woman, the sister-in-law, Sodama Kachali Gisatima, and Achanami here too, the father-in-law's daughter will also hate her. Why? Because Ka'amra Achalu Girsanadbe Nashai. She ends up eating the stuff from the papa. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to figure this out. So she hates her stam. Nothing to do with because her mother hates her also, but she hates her because of the fact that she's taken from her father. So let's just say the Gemara. Tashma, Hakone Manam Le Ida Chutz Mechamish Tashma. We know that everybody's believed to go to testify except for the five women that we said in our Mishnah. V'amist, and if you want to bring in the case of the father-in-law's daughter, so then you want to believe rather than she's having, that would be six, but we said there's only five, so it must be that we don't believe her, says that we do believe her, right? We do. Says the Gemara, Dilma Taima de Bas Chamosa, says, nah, maybe the reason why is the Dilma Taima de Bas Chamosa, what's the reason why the mother-in-law's daughter hates her, is because the Amar Ka'achla de Girsa de Ben Ashe, she's going to eat the money, you know, the stuff that came from my parents' house, lo shtam bas chamos, lo shtam bas chamia. It doesn't matter either one of them. We decided to use one of them, but we didn't necessarily have to say only that one. They end up being the same din, so therefore it's still within the five. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean, Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. Little switcher over there, we're going to top right corner over here, Tzarech Lomar, Vatanya, and Tosas, we're massive, oh, right, so it says in the brisa, Chutz Misheva Nashim, we believe everyone except for seven women. Says the Gemara, no, he, Rabbi Yehuda, he, that go in court to Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Ishta doesn't go like that, that's a Chachamim, the Tanya Milertin, a another switcheroo, Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif, Af, Eishas, Av, Ve'akala, Rabbi Yehuda, as even the father, Eishas, Av, that is the wife of the father, aka the stepmother, Ve'akala, and the daughter-in-law. So we add to the list another two, and that is the mother, Eshesav, that's the stepmother, and Kala, the daughter-in-law. And Merlo, they said back to him that Eshesav, Harei Bechlal Basabal, the stepmother is the same din pretty much as a woman's stepdaughter, and the Kala, Harei Bechlal Chamosa, the daughter-in-law is just like the case of the mother-in-law. We don't believe them. It's just a flip situation. The mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, then the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law. Come on, put him upon him. Isn't that delicious? So says back, Rabbi Derida says that Bishlam Chamosa Sanya Lola Kala de Kamra Kachla Ligir Sinai. He says it's not necessarily reciprocal. It makes sense to say that the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law because she's going to eat the stuff that she worked for. But Ella Kala, my time, Sanya Lachamosa. Why would she hate the mother-in-law? So therefore, why would Dali the mother-in-law? Therefore, that shouldn't be part of one of the cases. And Bishlama, similarly, Bishlama, Baal, the Sanyalishas Av, Damakakhagir Sani de Aim. We know that the stepdaughter would hate the stepmother because the stepdaughter is basically speaking out that, oh, she's taking that what my mama worked on. Ella Aishas Av, my time is Sanyalabasa Baal. Why would it be that the Aishas Av, the father's wife, other aka the stepmother, hate the stepdaughter? So that's why he goes and he spells it out. Says the Gemara, Elamai Mosif Tarti. You yourself just explained why it's not reciprocal, so then why'd you add them? Says, no, Ella, Kala, my time is sending the Chamosa. What's Pshat, the Taka, the mother-daughter does hate the mother-in-law? De Megala Libna called the Avda. The mother-in-law goes and tells the son everything that the daughter-in-law does that's bad, and therefore causes a problem between the two. Make sure all mother-in-laws listen carefully. Stop messing up your kids' marriages. Beautiful. Eishes Av Nami Sanya Labasabal de Megala Via called the Avda. Now we have the flip, and that is that the stepmother hates the stepdaughter because the stepdaughter tells the tata all the bad things that the stepmother behaves. Everything she does, it's bad. What about the Rabbanon? And how do they hold that they're encompassed in them? And why would there be these things that they actually hate each other? Rabbanon, kemayim apanim apanim, kein leiv adam l'adam. Like we said, just like water goes ahead and shows back a face to a face. Cain, if you look into a still water, then your face, you'll see the reflection back at you. Cain leva adam latam, such as the heart of a person to another person. Therefore, you go ahead and be very careful how you feel about someone, because then you can actually feel such a thing. So basically, that's why they would actually come to hate the other person. And it doesn't have to be spelled out because they're already in the cases of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says back, that is talking about Divrei Torah. That idea is talking about Divrei Torah. It's like similar as Rashi points out too. You got the Matsasi Tamin. A person goes and puts in all the efforts in his works and he really tries, then he's going to come out with it. But it's not talking about this discussion at all. Rashi also similarly points out another idea brought down the Maseches Tain is that you have to go and show the proper, as a Rebbe, You have to go ahead and give your talmid, make him feel good. If you go ahead and you show him a happy face, then he's going to become wise. And if not, then not. So nothing to do with this whole discussion, though. Now we come to an interesting question. What about if you have a future or future mother, possible mother-in-law? She believed, right? So what's the case? Rashi gives an example of, let's say you have a man who's married to two women, and each of those women ends up having a son. So these are paternal brothers. They share different. They have different mothers, but they have the same father. And let's say you have child number one and child number two. So child number one goes and marries a woman. That means that the mother of child number two has no sheikhas right now. But if she ends up, if child number one dies, now this woman is going to fall to child number two, which means that the mother-in-law of number two, now the question is, what is her feelings to? Do we believe her or do we not believe her? Mi maska daite de misbal v'nufla kame yavim v'sanyala. Do we say that what happens is that she starts to think about the fact that this person, this girl is going to end up being her daughter-in-law, and therefore she hates her. Allah, maybe she's not thinking about that altogether, and therefore we should believe her. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Zayin. Tashimata, let's try to figure this out. Mishnah coming up on tomorrow's Gemara. Bezer Hashem is Baruch. Amar Meis Ba'ili Ve'achakach Meis Chami. Let's say this woman goes and she goes on some trip. She goes with her husband, and she's not only with her husband, with her father-in-law also. And then she comes back and she says, my husband died, and then my father-in-law died. Oh, interesting. Tinasi Ve'tita Ksuba. She can get married, and she can take her Ksuba. V'chamosa Asura, but her mother-in-law is also, she's not allowed to get remarried. Mostly she hates her. My time v'chamosa Asura, why is she Asura? La mishum amino, lo baila mayis, v'lo chamia mayis. Really, maybe nobody died over here. V'ha dekamer hachi, so that what she said, they died, is just l'kalkulad l'chamosu dekamakav. The whole purpose was to go and to mess up her mother-in-law so she should get remarried to somebody else. Savra Labasa Shaita Lotese Titstaran. So say, okay, you know what? Don't worry about it. After a while, my husband will come back. She'll get messed over. And then what's going to happen then? She's not going to be able to mess me over anymore because she's going to be kicked out of the family, basically, because she can't marry her husband anymore. So what do we see? That even though right now things are fine because the husband's overseas and nothing is happening bad, still it's in the mind to be able to think such a thing. This is Gemara, Dilma Shani Hasan. Now, maybe that case is different. Why? Derugish La Tzaira, because the daughter-in-law is such a case. She's earning in a matzah, which is a lot of tzai, a lot of pain because of what the mother-in-law did towards her. So that's something which is built up, as opposed to this case where the future mother-in-law, possible mother-in-law, never had any sort of hatred that entered in yet. In this, which case, maybe then Taka, we should believe her. Okay, so we don't have a raya. Zok, the next Mishnah. Eid echad omer meisi, if one eid that comes and says that the husband died, when Nisa said she goes to get married because of that, eid echad, another one comes, omer, lo meisi, by the way, he didn't actually die. Harizu lo teisei, she does not have to leave her the husband that she married. Eid omer meisi, let's say you have one that said that he died. Ushnaim omer lo meisi, but two come and say that he didn't die. Even if she ended up getting married because of the first one that said this, still she has to now go out and leave the other husband. Shnayim omer meis, if two of them say he died, ve'ed echad omer lo meis, one said he didn't. Even if she's not married yet, she can get remarried. She's allowed to marry. Zakta gemara taima denises. In the case where it's one against one, right? So you have one. The woman goes and this is one person says that they died. Another one came and says that not like that, you don't have to leave, is because she already got married. Haloni says, but if she hadn't gotten married yet, then Lotina says she shouldn't get married. That's what it sounds like. All right, in fact, the Gemara of Amar Ula, Kol Makom Shemita Torah Eid Echad, anytime we know there's Eid Echad, we believe them. Harekan Shnaim, it's because like there's two Eid them, and therefore we should be totally fine over here. Rashi says, Hareyu Chashav Kishnaim, it's considered like two. Ve'ein Devarav Shal Echad Makom Shnaim, and the one is not in the place of two. So when you have over here, even if you have another aid that comes after the fact, you can't have this one go against these two that we already said. And for the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamazim means to say, Eid Echad Omer Meis V'Yiti Ruali Nasi. If you have one that says he died, and then the court said, now you can get married because of that. Ba Echad V'Amer Lomeis. No one came and said, not, Lo Teitzim Heter. Bishon, she doesn't leave from the original Heter. Okay, he says the Gemara, next part of the Mishnah says, Eid Omer Meis. Let's say you have one of them comes and says that he died. We have two of them says he didn't die. Oh, he didn't die. Then even if she got married, she's got to leave the second husband. Says Gemara, Pshita, Dein Devar V'Shal Echad Makom Shnayim. Can't have the testimony of one in the place of two. Says Lo Tzricha B'Psule Eidos. Where you need it is when you have P'Psule Eidos. Even if these are people like women or slaves, which normally we don't accept, we're going to say two is going to do something. We could the Rebbe Nechemiah, like Rebbe Nechemiah, the Tanya, what's in a Braisa? Nechemiah Omer. Whenever we leave one aid, Halech Acher Rov Deos, we go according to Rov, according to the majority. And therefore, we have these two, we look at a case of two women that would go against even one man. Kishnei Anashim Be'ish Echad. We look at that like two men going against one man. V'ibai same another answer. Kol echad da'asa eid echad kasha me'ekar. Whenever you have one kasha and come to speak up, I feel a man nashim ke'ed echad damian. That even 100 women who would come later are considered like only one. So when our Mishnah spoke up and said that if you have one witness that comes and says the husband died, and you have two that come after and say he didn't, that he's still alive, she's got to leave the second husband. It can't be talking about a case where the one aide that came was a regular straight-up aide, and the one that came afterwards were actually psule aides. Ela kagon da asi isha meikara. Must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where a woman or someone else like that came first, and then he said that he died, and you have two women, or let's say two vadim that came and said and argued on it. V'tarza l'Rebbe Nechemiah hachi. And then explaining Rebbe Nechemiah as follows. And Nechemiah omer. Kol makom shemin Torah eid echad. Whenever the Torah believes one eid, halech achar of deos, you go according to the majority of the deos. V'asa shtei yinashem ke'isha be'isha achas k'shnei anashem be'isha achad. We make the two women against one woman like two men against one man. But if you have a case where you have two women that come against one man, that's kapal gopal gadami. It ends up being like a case of 50-50. In that case, you wouldn't have to go out and actually leave from the first marriage. The Mishnah said, Shnaim over Mace, let's say you have two Adam that come and say that he died, and one come and say he didn't die. Even if she didn't marry before, she's now still allowed to go and get married. My Kamashwan, obviously, what are you coming to tell us? Bepsula Eidos, Ukadrev Nechemi, the Azabasa Rov Deos, Hainuachi. Hainuach, that's the case that we just saw before. You want to try to say that what was coming to tell you that the Eidim were apostle, and it goes according to Rev Nechemi, it says you go by the majority. That's the same thing we saw before. It's going to know. Mao the Tema, what we just started right now is you would have thought, when is it we go according to Rav Deos? That's Lechurma. We're being Machmir. Avar Lekula. Lo, we don't do such a thing. Gamash Malan comes to tell you that we even do it Lekula. Weiter, Zok, the next Mishnah. Let's say you have a case of Achas Ameris Meis, Vachas Ameris Lomeis. You have these two, we're going to end up seeing, we're going to see these, Rashi goes and spells out that we're talking about a case of Shtei Nashim Tzaros. You have two Tzaros. So Reuven's married to two women, Reuven one and woman two. And the Habos Midas, Habos to come from Midas Siam. Achas Ameris Meis Barely. One says, number one says, my husband died. But Tzaros Ameris Lomeis. Number two says, nope, he didn't die. Zu Shomeris Meis Tinasa Fatitik Subasa. The one who said that he died, she can go and get remarried and take a Ksuba. Zu Shomeris Lomeis. The one said that he didn't die. Lo Tinasa, Lo Tinasa Subasa. She can't go out and she can't get married. She can't take a ksuba. Pretty amazing. Okay, another case. Achas Meres Meis. You have one of them, number one, let's say, says that he actually died. Achas Meres Nerag. The other one says that he was killed. So the one says he died. They both said he's dead. One said he died, one said he was killed. Rabbi Meir Omer says, Hol umachisho zuzu since they're being machish each other. That is, they're speaking out of the thing, which is like contradicting one the other. Hari elu lo yinasu. They're not able to go and get married. Neither one of them can get married. Rashi says, Gemara, parach, lifol nami Rabbi Meir, bereisha de zusho meres meis lo tinase. Why didn't he say the same thing also in the reisha? Okay, we'll see. Hari elu, they're not able to go ahead and they can't get married. They're saying something which is two opposites over here. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, they come and they said that whole vizu modos she'ein kayam yinaseu. At the end of the day, both of them are saying they're dead. The guy's dead, so they should be able to go out and get married. Let's say you have one that says that he died, and another one says he didn't die. We now switched over now from the wives. We're actually talking about a man. You have an aide that comes on and says such an idea. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Ches. Isha Omeris Meis. Isha Omeris Lo Meis. What happens if you have a woman who says that he died, and another one says that he didn't die? Harezu Loti. Now say she's not allowed to go and get married. And we're talking about that this happened before the court actually decided she's allowed to. Rashi says that hol bas shtayim kodem sheyatiru al pi rishonav afilu shnia zutros osaitu ganaser. Okay, let's take a look. Zuckling, let's go to the original case. We spoke about two tsaros, and one of them says he died, the one says he didn't die, the one says he died, can remarry, the one says he didn't, can't die. So what happens though? Time of the armor lo meis. The reason why the second number two woman is not like remarried is because she said the lush and he did not die. Ha ishtika, but if she'd be quiet, then tinase, she would allow to be able to get married. Ha ain't tsara me'ida lechaverta. How could that be? Because we learned earlier that a tsara is not allowed to go ahead and be made for the other tzara. So how could you say that's the case? Says Gemara, lo meis itzrichale. You're talking not allowed to. She's not allowed to marry based off the fact that the tzara says it. So, well, hold on, but the implication seems to be that you can. It says no, because lo meis itzrichale, we needed to spell out the case of lo meis. Because I would have thought, ha meis, that number two taka knows that he is dead. But then why did she say he didn't die? She just wants to mess over the other one. That's why she goes and says he's not dead. And nafshi implished him. V'tamos nafshi implished him ka'amra. A lashon used by Shimshon HaGibor when he went down and everybody went down with him. And the priest went down also. It's like misery loves company. If I can't have it, then she's not, I'm not going to mess her over also. Kamash Milan therefore comes to tell us that even in this case, she's not allowed to go ahead and end up getting remarried. Next part of the Mishnah said that what happened, one of them says that he died. The one says he died. You know, naturally, he just got old. He died. And the other one says, no, he was killed. The mayor says, oh, they get their machish one another. They can't marry. Come remember, you do a Mishnah. They say, no. They say he's dead, so they can actually both marry. Why does he argue in the Reisha's case? The one says dead, and the other one says he's not dead. Rabbi Lazar b'machlokes shenuya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon he. Really, Rabbi Meir argues on the first one as well, right? And he says on the same thing over there also that they're contradicting one another and not able to get married to in such a case as well. So if that's the case, what's going on? So b'machlokes shenuya, he's masking over there. I'm sorry, not masking me. Does not masking me. Argues over there, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon he. It was just taught in their name, but Rabbi Meir really argues on that also. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, I feel it's Rabbi Meir. You could even say that the Mishnah also works within the world of Rabbi Meir. And Baha, I feel Rabbi Meir, mother. In such a case, that even Rabbi Meir would agree that the wife who said that her husband, who said her husband is dead, is not to get married, even though the woman says not like that. The chol lo meis be'edus isha lava chashehi. Because whenever you have a case of he didn't die, when it comes to edus isha lava chashehi, it's not considered a contradiction. Rashi says, derabanan himnu lekama, they believe the first person. In fact, the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that though? Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, the last part, that edech and omer, meis ve'edech omer lo meis, one of them says that he died, the other one says that he didn't. Isha omeris meis, v'isha omeris lo meis. If you have a woman says, again, this is not the actual wives, it's ours, but you have the woman, you have an aide or an isha, meis v'isha omer lo meis, harezu lo tinase. She's not able to get married. Sounds like when it says that the women are talking over here, that it's not only including other women, but also including the case of a tzara. And what does it say? That it says that you are able to contradict. Because Gemara Bishlam and Rabbi Lazar makes everything works within the world of Rabbi Lazar, because we could say, Stama Karebi Meir. That whole idea we can't come to say to Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, because everybody agrees that they go ahead and they say in the beginning of the Mishnah that the edus of a woman that her husband died is not messed up by the edus of the tzara. So, but over here we're saying it is being messed up, so it can't be them. But we can say it's Rabbi Meir, the way Rabbi Lazar understood it, that he says Rabbi Meir holds that a woman's edus that her husband died can be knocked off by the tzara, even if the tzara says that he didn't end up dying. El Rabbi Yochanan Kashba, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even Rabbi Meir would be maskim that the edus of a woman to the husband dying cannot be knocked off by the tzara The rabbi heard that says he didn't die. And gosh, we have a kasha over here because it says over here, what do we see? The last part of the Mishnah seems to go not like anyone. They're like Rabbi Huda, not like Shimon, not Rabbi Meir. Says, come on, kasha. Okay, taka, good kasha. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.